News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I am lucky enough to have around my table today Sam Poley, Director of Marketing and Communications from the Durham Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
You're just one of my favorite people.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I love coming to hang out with you. There was this huge gap. There was a little hole in my soul. So I'm glad we're hanging out again.
And now we're back. And we just went and had lunch at the Pig. We met at the Pig and had lunch, and
it was really good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
You had the charcuterie plate.
I had the charcuterie plate and a brisket sandwich, and now I need a nap.
I know. Well, I'm not going to let you fall asleep because we got things to talk about.
Always lively with you, Deborah Miller.
Always lively. Well, it was fun. I had been looking forward to introducing the two Sams, Sam Suchoff from the Pig, Sam Poley from Convention and Visitors Bureau, because I don't know that I ever knew two Sams in my entire life who were as pig-focused as you two. So it was fun. You got to show them your pig socks.
I did.
He even brought us out a fried moon pie.
A deep-fried moon pie.
Deep-fried moon pie.
And if deep frying a moon pie is wrong,
I don't want to be right.
There you go.
What did I have again? I had a sandwich.
A pork belly sandwich. Pork belly sandwich. For all you folks out there who are not culinary, that's big old fat pieces of bacon.
And oh my God, is it good? It was kind of lacquered. And so anyway, now that we might fall asleep during the interview, which I doubt because both of us are too high energy to even think about doing that.
Yay for coffee.
It has been a little while since you were here. I want to say, was it back in the summer? I want to say it was warm when you were here last.
Ish.
So we need to catch up and talk about what's going on in Durham. And we were talking a minute ago about the piece that just ran on the Living Well Network on Chirba Chirba, the dumpling truck.
Yeah.
So what else is new?
So to pick up that ball and run with it, I mean, the Chirba Chirba truck is part and parcel of the mobile food scene in Durham, which continues to this day to just dominate at a statewide level. I mean, there's really no mobile food community in North Carolina as aggressive as the one in Durham, and really one with incredible national attention. There are a few in the country that are the model that Durham is pursuing, I think, by no official action. But if you look at a place like Portland that has a lot of great chef-owned, chef-driven food trucks, that's really the direction that Durham is going. So many people who think of food off a truck as being an itinerant vendor or somebody who is, you know, merely in it for the money, it's not an act of passion at all. That's not what you find when you come to a food truck in Durham. You know, that it goes back to a lot of the taco trucks that are owned and operated in Durham, or, you know, those are owner operators. Those are people who are making family recipes that they brought with them when they came here, and they're executing that. And we did the same thing when we owned Only Burger. And, you know, there's this incredible, just this flood of mobile vendors who are out there doing amazing things with food in incredibly small environments on wheels every day. I mean, Chirba Chirba is a great example. The folks over at the cookery have created an environment where there is a commissary for mobile vendors to use. It's also an incubator for small food businesses to get off the ground. And Chirba Chirba is a great object lesson, a great example of the things that are going on. I mean, but you look at folks like Farmhand Foods, which is taking the farm-to-table methodology really to an extreme. Pie Pushers, who are making pizzas that are absolutely to die for. People don't think of pizza as a mobile food operation. But man, you walk up and pull a slice off that truck and you are transported, you know, typically to a big city pizzeria, and it's on wheels. Obviously, if you've not had CoQ Barbecue, the international barbecue, run, don't walk, drive, in fact, find them, hunt them down.
Well, one of the easiest ways to find them is to sign up for Twitter or Facebook, so that way you can always know where they are.
Yeah, most of these folks have Twitter handles, and that's where they're telling everybody where they're going. A lot of them use Facebook. Facebook is an adjunct. Facebook is really more of their website, if you will, and Twitter is their communication. It's where the chatter is.
So do you think that Twitter has found its validity
Twitter found its validity way before that. I mean, if you want to have a social media discussion, we can move the conversation in that direction. But
we can do that.
Twitter is by far a more efficient information sharing platform than Facebook.
Do you tweet every day? Do you have a tweeter?
7 different accounts.
Do you? And do you do it yourself?
I do a lot of it myself.
Isn't it fun?
It is. It sounds dirty.
It does.
I'm tweeting.
Don't bother
now.
Me. I'm tweeting.
I'm tweeting now. But the fact of the matter is that it's an amazing information sharing tool because, not to get really technical, but the interface, the client, as we say, mm-hmm. is really very stripped down and very simple. So you can get a lot of different feeds of information into a very small, compact place in a real big hurry.
Well, so let's back up a minute. The food truck discussion. You know, Chapel Hill has not agreed to have food trucks yet, and I guess the biggest argument around here is that it's going to affect local businesses. Durham has not found that. Isn't that correct?
So the ordinances in Durham were written in a fairly friendly manner to mobile food operators. It's legal for a food truck to pull up on a street, and as long as it fits into a parking space, they can vend there. There's a very healthy business climate in Durham, and it's always been a pretty entrepreneurial place. I mean, you can roll that all the way back to, 150 years ago and the start of the tobacco industry. And mm-hmm. But the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats, that competition is good for business, is a very healthy and strong ideal in Durham. So what you have is a bunch of people making great food, whether they do it in a bricks and mortar location or off a truck. It drives the overall food scene in Durham, and that has garnered Durham an amazing amount of attention nationally and internationally. I mean, when the New York Times listed Durham as one of the top 41 places in the world to visit in 2011, mm-hmm. one of the primary reasons they cited was a food scene that was absolutely worthy of the world's attention.
And y'all saw what kind of jump from that?
I mean,
huge.
It's difficult to measure, at the location level, but in a down economy, in a tough economy, mm-hmm. Durham saw its visitation grow. And it wasn't by a small number. Durham
have y'all got enough hotel rooms?
We have a continuing onslaught of supply in Durham. We know of projects that are on the horizon, things that are under construction. We just opened up a new Hampton Inn at I-85 and North Duke Street. It's another 137 rooms added to Durham supply. People aren't opening hotels in Durham because they think it's a good idea. They're opening up in Durham because Durham needs them.
Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a sec. Before we go, give us web address.
If you want to find out what's going on in Durham, durham-nc.com.
And Facebook?
Facebook.com/MyDurham.
My Durham and Twitter?
@DurhamNC.
Oh, I like that. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here with Sam Poley, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Durham Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we were talking about hotel rooms.
We were. It's a fascinating subject.
It is a fascinating. I like good hotels.
It is, actually. It's a fascinating subject because hotels and hotel supply are really an indicator of the health of a visitor economy. And visitor economies drive the overall economy.
It's my idea of camping is room service.
You lied about being the outdoor type.
I never said I was the – I do go outdoors.
Yes.
Because I have to.
I go outdoors on the balcony of my hotel room.
That's right. And if it's a beach –
in my furry slippers.
I go outdoors on the beach. So what do you got happening in the spring? What can you talk about? I asked you earlier if there were any movies being planned and –
I can't talk about a lot of the ones that are on the horizon because we're not allowed to yet. Uh-huh. But there's some very, very interesting stuff being discussed.
Coming?
Coming is a relative thing in Hollywood. Deals come and go.
But they do.
They do indeed.
has the movie that was filmed in Durham been released?
It was released. Yeah, it was. It was a challenge project because the original owners sold the project before it was complete, changed hands again, I believe. Then the people that wound up buying it wound up recutting it. So they produced a movie that, in the end, I think didn't achieve a lot of critical success, despite the cast that
it
had.
Did you see it?
I have not actually seen it yet, but I have a 5-year-old, and so it's hard for me to sit down and watch a movie.
It did have a stellar cast.
It had a stellar cast, and I think that those people gave great performances. I'm just not sure that that all came together in the final product. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear from people who've seen it. Durham as a product, as a place, I don't think was necessarily portrayed at its best.
Not like Bull Durham.
Not like Bull Durham. And, you know, let's talk about Bull Durham for a minute. Popular sports movie of all time about the most popular AAA baseball team in the world is almost 25 years old.
Is there going to be some sort of 25-year anniversary event? There should be.
You could surmise that.
I could. You're not shaking your head no over there.
you could suggest that somebody should do something
about
that.
I'm going to suggest that.
Very good.
Of course, you've got one of the couples have broken up since then.
But they were brought together by the movie.
I know they were, and maybe they would be brought together again. We're talking about Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins.
Yeah, they met on the set of
the
movie.
Let me just say, if Kevin Costner ever comes here and you don't tell me, you are dead meat. And being a pig guy, you know what I mean.
I would like it noted for the record that I was just absolutely. I think if the cast of that movie were to come back to Durham, we would probably crow it.
Have a big deal.
Yeah.
So other things coming up.
Well, I mean, you know, there's never a dull
moment.
Nothing
going on. There's never
nothing going on. I mean, we've got for anybody that lives under a rock and doesn't know yet, we've got one of the nation's most popular and busiest theaters.
Well, I was going to say congratulations on that honor.
Yeah.
The other four that was DPAC. DPAC was in the
DPAC,
top four.
The Durham Performing Arts Center was just ranked the number 4 busiest theater in the U.S.
And that's a tremendous – The company that's accolade. In is like what, Carnegie Hall?
Madison Square Garden. I believe it's the Fox Theater.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
We don't care.
I apologize. I don't have all the details straight. Anybody that's interested in stuff like that can always go check out the accolades in Durham at durhamaccolades.com.
Oh, is that one of y'all's
sites? That's one of our websites, and it's a searchable database of all the accolades that Durham gets, and you can search it by a variety of details.
Durham Accolade. I'm going to go look that up.
Durhamaccolades.com.
Because, you know, I love Durham just darn near as much as I love Chapel Hill. I've thought of moving to Durham.
Durham loves you back. You shouldn't think of it. You should just act on it.
I spend a lot of my money in Durham.
And thank you.
And thank you very much for doing so.
You've been officially thanked by someone with no official capacity.
I know. You know how good that feels. All right. You're raising a child.
I am.
Do you get out a lot, or is that a no?
That's a big 10 no. I don't have a lot of opportunities to go out socially. I have a little kid, and that's just the way it is, and I wouldn't trade it. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that's going on in town right now, it's insanely exciting. You know, we talked about the mobile food scene in Durham. That continues to be a draw for people. Visitation overall in Durham continues to grow. I mean, we had a significant growth in our visitation last year in a down economy. A lot of people didn't have that. And we know statistically that quite a bit of that visitation came from day trips. It came from people who came over for a show at DPAC, dinner, a Bulls game, just to come and spend the day in Durham to go visit Nasher or the North Carolina Museum of Life and Sciences. And it's one of the highest ranked family friendly museums in the southeastern U.S. And with all those things going on in Durham, people are coming in. People are discovering the Durham we've always known was there. and they're developing their own relationship with it, and they're spending a lot more time there. And so what that does is it creates this amazing opportunity for good, smart business owners to open businesses that they really care and are passionate about. So you'll get a guy like Matt Kelly, who's the chef owner of Vin Rouge, which is one of Durham's most popular restaurants, who's now got designs on a building in downtown. He's got the contract, and he's going to be opening up a tapas restaurant that's going to do both traditional Spanish tapas as well as Southern-influenced tapas. But Matt is one of these guys who's just so insane about the quality of his food that he's trying to figure out a way to raise chickens on the roof of the restaurant.
Well, how tall is the restaurant?
I don't know that it's more an indication of the desire to make amazing, high-quality food.
Well, so we were talking, I think, during lunch earlier. You were saying that you had, the day before, had a seminar on social networking.
Yeah, that's one of the things we do is I teach a seminar every month on social media.
Okay. So I guess a lot of people don't realize that your local Convention and Visitors Bureau does something like that. Can anybody
go?
Well,
we do in Durham. Anybody in Durham, Durham residents and Durham-based businesses are welcome to attend. It's free.
He's saying I can't go.
In fact, I am.
Yes, in fact.
Unfortunately, that's true.
So much for spending all that money in Durham.
Hey, look, move.
Yeah, really.
We'd love to have you. But we do teach that course, and the objective is to ensure that our stakeholders in Durham are using social media to greatest effect to make it easy for people who want to come and visit and to grow their businesses. So it's something we announce on our social media, on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mydurham, and it's something that we're, enjoying doing, and people are really enjoying the seminar itself.
How many people were there yesterday?
We keep them small. We keep them in our conference room. I think yesterday we had 8 people in attendance.
Oh, that's good. That's good and familiar and comfortable enough to ask questions.
And we
questions
do them once a month. So,
well, we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, a web address again?
Durham-NC.com, Facebook.com/mydurham, Twitter @ DurhamNC.
Ooh.
Did I do it right?
You did it right. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am Deborah Miller. I am around the table today with one of my favorite people, Sam Poley, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Durham Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm talking really fast because this is our short segment, and I want to allow him enough time because I asked him the question of, what's a typical day like for you, Sam Poley?
Really, really fast paced.
Oh, you're off to a good start there. use your time as you will.
No, a typical day for us, for the folks in my office at DCVB is we monitor an awful lot of media. So first thing to do in the morning is we come in and see what's come through the media over the night. We're monitoring media not only locally but nationally and internationally as well. There are stories that we're keeping tabs on for a variety of reasons. We do, in addition to media monitoring, we do all the writing for DCVB. We do all of the advertising for DCVB. We also run, obviously, all the social media accounts. There are quite a few of them. So we're there's never, ever a dull moment.
How many employees are over there?
Well, I'm just talking about it in my office.
Oh.
That does not include all the work that the Bureau does. Currently at DCVB, there are 16.
Oh, that's big.
Well, at full staff, we're 28, but the economy overall hasn't been all that kind. And the Bureau is tax funded. And I don't want people to get alarmed by that. The taxes that we are funded by are actually occupancy taxes that people pay when they stay in a hotel.
That's fairly typical.
We get a portion of them. That's the way organizations like ours are structured. Mm-hmm. And we use those monies and all those efforts to target a variety of what we consider to be our most likely visitors to Durham. And so, one of the things that Durham obviously has is a great food scene. So we're forever targeting people to come and visit Durham for the purposes of eating and dining and experiencing our food scene. Durham is also an incredibly open and diverse community. A lot of people know that. Some people love Durham for it. Other people, you know, will keep their distance as a result. But, you know, Durham is this exceptional, open and tolerant and accepting and diverse community. And so everybody makes a home there and everybody is welcome there. So we definitely use that as one of our angles in marketing. We're also very interested in bringing people to Durham for day trip visitation. Mm-hmm. Come in, spend the day, see a show, go to a game, eat some good food, visit a museum, so on and so forth, go shopping, come see our friends over at the streets at South Point or Brightleaf Square downtown. And, and we're also interested in bringing in folks who are sort of at or near retirement. Durham is a great pace for people who have lived some of the busier days of right. their life, and they're looking to
like
slow
us.
It down a little bit. Speak for me. Well, I don't know about you,
yeah,
but
I know.
You can talk for me all day. The fact of the matter is that Durham has a lot to offer a lot of people.
Well, do y'all overlap at all with the Chapel Hill Visitors Bureau?
Raleigh? I mean, this is a much longer discussion than we really have time for, but folks are encouraged to visit a website called artsinthetriangle.com, which is a cooperative effort between our office in Durham, the folks here in Chapel Hill, and the folks at the Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau as well. And that's to promote the arts overall. There is a segment of the population that does travel for arts visitation, and we as a region are stronger than we are alone. And so we've found a way to market ourselves together in that respect.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, all right, let's not make it this long before you come back and visit again, because we're about to
I'm
have to end the show.
I'm actually not leaving.
We're moving in, y'all. So,
I brought my toothbrush.
You did? And we know where to get pig right down the road, right?
Indeed.
Sam Poley, Director of Marketing and Communications, Durham Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, really, thank you.
You've been listening to WCHL 1360.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish, an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.